We're the only country in the world that has not got the varroa mite problem. It's in New Zealand and it's in New Guinea. It's a small mite, like a tick, like a miniature tick. It sits on the neck of the bee, sucks its blood, and just decimates the hive. It's a parasite.
Wollongong-based beekeeper John Crouchley is part of the frontline defence against the deadly varroa mite getting into Australia. He's responsible for looking after two sentinel beehives based in New South Wales, one here in the industrial heartland of Port Kembla in the Illawarra, the other at Port Botany in Sydney. It's hoped the hives will raise the alarm if the mite enters Australia via a shipping container. G'day, I'm Justin Hunsdale. Bees are a crucial part of agricultural production here in Australia, with beekeepers travelling the country with their hives to pollinate crops. It's feared the varroa mite would decimate local bee populations and put these crops at risk. The Wollongong Sentinel Hive is tucked away on a small patch of bushland at the back of Port Kembla.
Finally, the Department of Ag got a budget for the east coast of Australia to monitor when they possibly... It's not if, but when. They're going to come in a container of food. We get 1,000 containers of food per week at Port Botany, let alone anywhere else on the east coast of Australia. So, and then it's food, fruit, vegetables, which would be inducive from wherever country it's come from 24 hours ago to have a bee swarm in it that could have the mite. When they open the container in here, out they fly. So we have put sentinel hives around the place that all day are flying, and any strange bees in the areas that don't have their own hive will mingle with these bees and go back to their hive. So we now have in our hives pest strips that will only kill the varroa mite. The beehive's been specially made, that now has a mesh bottom board, so any bees, any mites that are killed drop onto sticky paper that we put underneath the mesh. We take the mesh out after 48 hours, send it off to the Department of Ag, and they monitor it. And touch wood so far, we've now been doing it for nearly 3 years, we have had none.
What would happen if one's detected?
Instantly, the Department of Ag would be here. I really don't know. I'm sure that they would take them away and analyse. The box would be sealed and taken away. And they would just monitor it then, and, mate, they would go into panic control, panic mode for all the beekeepers on the south coast.
Yeah, so tell me what the consequences would be if the varroa mite did come to Australia and settle in here across the Illawarra or for anywhere else on the coast.
We've been told that the Americans have lost nearly 40% of their bee population due to the varroa mite. They're buying over 10,000 bees a week off Australia just to pollinate the almond crop in California. So, you know, yeah, it's California's population is Australia in size sort of thing. So that's how serious it is. And every third piece of food you put in your mouth has to be pollinated by a bee. So imagine what it'd do if it got into our agricultural system.
You must feel a fair sense of responsibility or pride even doing this job. Is there a sense of pride with this?
There certainly is. I've retired from my work and I really enjoy this.
And you've also got bees up the Illawarra coast and up at Port Botany as well. So, and this is all work that you do in collaboration with the DPI. They don't pay you, but they do provide these hives and you're allowed to collect honey from them as a honey producer and mead producer. That relationship seems to work pretty well, it seems like.
So far, so good, because we're doing well with our honey and mead production. The beekeeping industry... We're still hobby beekeepers. To make a living at this, you need a couple of hundred hives. And under that, it's quite hard work. So other places where they have the sentinel hives, the guys are struggling because they haven't got enough hives. So it sort of justifies the amateur beekeeper being involved in the sentinel hive business.
Just explain to me what we'll be doing here today. This is a routine visit for you and your daughter Justine. What's happening?
So every six weeks, we put the strips in the brood box only. So we have to put the special strips in that will only kill the Varroa mite. So we have to split the two boxes, put the strips in, put the sticky paper underneath the mesh bottom, and then we can see if we have any honey, which is our little side of the deal. That's the art of being a good beekeeper, that you keep the box just empty enough so they will fill it. Busy as a bee, as they say. Bees love working hard. So if the box is full, they'll say, OK, and they'll just sit back and cop it sweet. So we empty the hives and they'll fill it up again.
I mentioned also we're joined by John's daughter, Justine, and this must be exciting for you, Justine, to be able to spend some time with your dad suiting up in this very snazzy white outfit that you're wearing at the moment, and I am wearing as well, I should add too. What's it like being able to do this?
Look, I get to hang out with Dad. Not many daughters or sons, Mayo, there's a few of us, that get to hang out, you know, not all day, thank God, but I get to hang out, you know, a large portion of my day with my dad. And, you know, I'm just a mini him and he's just a mini me, so no one else will put up with us, so yeah, it's just fun.
You've both developed a real love for bees too, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah. And you can't, look, when you start hanging out with these little girls, you can't not have a good time. Well, can't not love them, in a sense, yeah. Because they teach you so much. They teach every beekeeper a lot of things, like to be patient, because if you rush them, then you get stung. And then respect, the respect of looking after them and keeping them healthy. If I don't look after them good enough, then they won't look after us.